Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Mike Haggerty, in today for Vicky Gonzalez. 2 months ago, while on his statewide tour identifying his priorities for his second term, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced plans to convert San Quentin State Prison into a rehabilitation facility. The famous prison, tucked along the coastline of Marin County, is California's oldest. It was built back in the mid-1800s. And just like the prison itself, Governor Newsom says the model of incarceration in California is outdated and not serving the inmates or the community well anymore.
Two-thirds of folks, Senator says, coming out of the prison every single year, or at least within 3 years, violate some probation order or commit another damn crime. I mean, two-thirds, and we perpetuate that system, and we call that system somehow public safety-oriented? Where's the public safety in that? It's exactly as Miyabanta said. This is about asking ourselves the fundamental question, what are the community's needs? How do we serve the community? Knowing that 30,000 people every single year come out of our system, 30,000 through CDCR every single year, 804 of you came out of this system last year just in San Quentin, 50 to 80 people every single month cycling back out into the community. That's reality. And how are people coming back? Are they ready to reintegrate in society? They're ready to be fully participatory in the life of their city and their county, our state and our nation? Or are they bitter? And so for us, this is about real public safety. This is about keeping communities safe. This is about getting serious about addressing the issue of crime and violence in our state.
That was Governor Newsom during his press conference back on March 17th at San Quentin, where he said he wants the prison to operate like similar facilities in Scandinavia, though the governor is quick to say he prefers to call it the California model. And last week, the governor announced Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg as his choice to lead the San Quentin Transformation Advisory Council. I talked with Mayor Steinberg about that yesterday, along with a couple of other hot-button issues. Mayor, it's good to talk with you.
Always good to talk to you, Mike.
You've had a varied career in public service, city council in the 1990s, the assembly, the Senate, where you rose to president pro tem, and for the past 6.5 years, mayor of Sacramento. You have a well-deserved reputation as an advocate for better mental health care. Incarceration and rehabilitation seems like a slightly different path. So what makes you the right person to lead this advisory group?
Well, actually, there are a lot of similarities between the evolution of the mental health system and what the governor is calling on and for in the transformation of San Quentin Prison and the new California model for how we deal with public safety. And here is the connection. 40 years ago, I've said it often, more than 40 years ago, the state made a decision to shut the state mental hospitals and promised a decent system of community-based care and treatment for people. And it's a promise that despite the Mental Health Services Act and a lot of other important efforts, it's a promise that has largely gone unfulfilled. And you know what has been the number one substitute for the closed mental health hospitals, unfortunately? It's the state prisons, where people serve their sentences. And by the way, 90% of the people who go to state prison are eventually going to be released into society. Those 90% largely are not getting the kind of employment skills, education, mental health rehabilitation, whatever it takes to enable them to have a much greater chance of success when they are eventually released from prison. And that's the essence of the governor's vision here. Public safety first. Public safety is increased and enhanced if we do a better job of helping people prepare for their eventual release so that they can go back into society without committing more crimes and instead being productive members of the society. That's the opportunity here. So it's very much aligned with the work I've done in the mental health area for decades. And I'm very excited about it and honored that the governor asked me to be a big part of this. Now, of course, I'm not the only one. There is a nationally recognized advisory council of experts, who have seen the best practices throughout not just the country and the world about how to be innovative around public safety. And it includes victims of crime advocates. It includes leading academics. It includes people who have been involved in the current system, know its strengths, but also know its flaws. And I'm very excited about working with a number of nationally recognized experts to make San Quentin not the beginning of the transformation in California, but to make it the symbol of and the beginning of implementing the California model throughout the entire state.
You mentioned people who've been involved. Does this include formerly incarcerated people? Will any of those people be on that?
It sure does. The lived experience of people who have been released and who have succeeded, because we don't start from scratch, by the way. San Quentin, for example, has some already nationally recognized education programs and initiatives to help people who are eventually going to leave succeed once they leave. But we need to enhance those approaches. We need to scale those approaches. We need to add some elements that we haven't yet implemented or even thought of. And, you know, we don't do this in isolation. Norway has a international reputation for how to enhance public safety, but do so in a way that is centered on helping the individual return to society and become productive and safe members of society. You know, you just look at the recidivism rates. In California, for a period ending about 2017-18, what we found is that about 45% of people who leave prison commit another offense. In Norway, it's 25%. And that is because they have scaled the idea of wrapping themselves around the individual who is going to be released and making sure that they have the education, that they have the employment skills, that they have the mental health and or substance abuse rehabilitation that they need in order to succeed. Public safety is enhanced when we do everything to make sure that people who are leaving have a much better chance of success. And that's what the California model is about. And that's what this San Quentin opportunity is about. I'm very excited about it.
San Quentin is currently at 130% of design capacity, with prisons in general at 110% of design capacity. San Quentin was effectively closed for programs for years due to COVID. It lagged significantly behind the reopening of broader society. Some incarcerated people have suggested that the prison, San Quentin, and for that matter, any prison, can't really have a focus on rehabilitation until it deals with overcrowding. What do you think about that?
Well, there's a unique opportunity at San Quentin, and that is the closing of Death Row and the vacant Prison Industry Authority warehouse. These are two significant physical plant opportunities that the governor and the advisory council have to be able to reimagine and remake San Quentin as a rehabilitation center. And so in some ways, San Quentin is perfect. It's also its location, its central location to a number of job centers, and also a lot of people who have volunteered their time and their efforts for years to enhance these programs at San Quentin. It's a perfect laboratory to demonstrate that a new model, a California model, can actually be the way we go about enhancing public safety in the right way in California. And besides, San Quentin is iconic, and it's internationally known. And so to choose a place that has been the symbol of traditional forms of incarceration and to show that it can be transformed into a genuine rehabilitation center while preserving public safety, it's way too good of an opportunity to start anywhere else.
Obviously, we're discussing a transformation and not a fine-tuning, but are there things that San Quentin is doing right currently that could be incorporated into the new model?
Absolutely. As I said, San Quentin, with their media center, for example, with some of their cutting-edge education programs, there's a great new film out about San Quentin's running club, training people who are incarcerated to become marathon runners as a way to learn different discipline and life skills. San Quentin is already doing a lot of good and great work, but the governor wants to enhance that. The governor wants to scale it. The governor wants to add to it. And the governor wants to change the nature of the prison itself from a prison to a rehabilitation center. Now, that's not soft on crime, just the opposite. It's recognizing that 90% of the people are going to re-enter society. And with a 45% recidivism rate, are we going to change in a way that significantly reduces that number so that the people leaving succeed and so that the public is safer? That's what's golden about the months and the short years ahead, because the governor wants this launched by 2025. So this is not some, you know, multi-decade vision. It may take some time to transform the entire system and to spread the California model throughout all of the prisons in California. But this is sure an aggressive and a good start.
Clearly, there's a lot of work there, and you also have a big job as mayor of Sacramento. How are you planning to balance those demands?
Well, like I said, in some ways, there is a consistency between some of the extracurricular work I volunteer for and a mayorship, because we're living here in the city, just as so many major cities in California are, the consequences of a failed system, the consequences of shutting those state mental hospitals decades ago and never following through until this governor, by the way, because he's made mental health a major priority as well and is backing it with real money on top of my work back in 2004 with the Mental Health Services Act. In many ways, it's a promise still unfulfilled, and we're living the consequences of it, right? Which is increasing homelessness, the tent encampments. And so the more that I can do, given my history, to help impact state policy in a positive direction, the better it will be for my city. And I, even though I'm a little older than when I started 3 decades ago, I still have a lot of energy and can juggle a few balls at the same time, especially if it's all the same theme, which it is.
Speaking of Sacramento, the city's Compensation Commission recently approved raises for you and the council, 3.5%. It is the latest in a series of yearly increases. What do you say to those who believe that the rank and file city employees aren't nearly keeping pace?
Well, we're in the middle of, or I should say at the beginning of negotiations with all of our employees. And last night at the city council, we set aside virtually all of our city surplus to put on the bargaining table and to make sure that we treat all of our employees in the way that they deserve and that respects their service and the public service. And so we're going to work very closely with our unions and the rank and file to increase their salaries. You know, in terms of my salary, it's an independent commission. And so, as I always say with independent commissions, you live, you smile if they give you a modest increase, and you smile if they go the other way, because that's independent.
Speaking of your job as mayor, you have said several times recently that you're still deciding on whether you're going to run for a third term and that a decision would come soon. I don't suppose that I could persuade you that right now is soon.
I don't think today is the day, but I do plan within a short couple of weeks to announce my intentions, and I will leave it at that. I love the role of mayor. It has been a great honor to serve in this capacity, like it has been an honor to serve as senator and assembly member and council member and pro tem. And to me, service is service. And so I'm deciding for myself, not so much politically, but personally, what I want to do in the next chapter of my life. And stay tuned. I'll announce soon.
There are a couple of candidates already in the race. Any thoughts on those two women, Flo Jen Kofer and Maggie Krell?
Well, I think they're both fine people, fine leaders. And, you know, I admire anybody, especially in this day and age, who is willing to jump into the fray and put themselves out there. But we'll see. I haven't made an announcement yet. So,
Mayor Daryl Steinberg, we really appreciate your taking the time to talk with us. Thank you.
Enjoyed it very much, Mike. Thank you.
That was my conversation with Mayor Daryl Steinberg. We talked yesterday afternoon. Up next, we'll learn how the town of Paradise collaborated on a new study revealing how communities across California can reduce their fire risk and cut insurance costs. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Mike Haggerty for Vicki Gonzalez.